Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears, off and running with you on this Monday, November the 30th. Last day of November 2020. How about that? And right off the bat, we had a little bit of a mic trouble there, but I think we've settled in and everything's okay now, so we can continue on this morning. And I've got a lot to talk about. Now, I will tell you that we have no guests this morning, but now that we are in the full swing of the holiday season, we have to talk about a few things this morning. Now, it is the last day of November, which is kind of strange because I believe last year, see, I was trying to figure this out over the weekend. Now, this was leap year. Now, a lot of us have forgotten that because of all the mess we've been in this year. But 2020 was a leap year, which means we had 29 days in February, which means the dates last year and the dates this year are 2 days off, holiday-wise. Meaning that this year, Thanksgiving, was on, well, it would have been the 26th, right? I believe that's right. So that means last year it would have been 2 days off. So Thanksgiving last year must have been on the 28th. And then when we would have come back on Monday, it would have been December 2nd, not November 30th. So last year, when we had the big Thanksgiving holiday, even though we always come back on Friday, when the new week started, we would have been in the month of December, which we are not. We've still got 1 day left in the month of November. Now, what's the point of me bringing this whole thing up? Well, why am I talking about this? Well, I'm talking about this because there are certain things that start today that we have done every year here. We've now been around here, this particular station, for 7 Christmases. This will be our 7th Christmas. And we have a lot of traditions, and we're going to kick some of those off today. We normally don't do it the day after Thanksgiving, because that's kind of a get back into the swing of things day. It's usually a big shopping day, and a lot of people are out shopping, not at home where they can have a pen or a pencil or participate in the radio program, which I think was the case last Friday. Even though we are under this pandemic, and you would think that would be less, but I don't know really how much less it was. Now, the things I want to talk about this morning, I do have a little bit to talk about when it comes to this pandemic, because I'm starting to see some things that I have not seen heretofore, and we'll talk about those. I'm going to get that in before the two-hour broadcast is over this morning. I also want to talk a little bit about the weather. I know that's on a lot of people's minds today. Took a little trip this past weekend. I'm going to try to fit that in if I can. And again, going to talk about our holiday traditions here at the station that will begin today, which are a lot of fun. And if I have time at the end of this, well, if I have time at any time during the next 2 hours, depending on how all of this goes, I might talk about marriage a little bit. Now, as people know, I am not a huge fan of marriage. Now, when I say that, here's what I mean. I'm not a huge fan of marriage for me. Just for me. Other people, great. You know, I don't wish anybody to not do what they want to do. But it's just not for me at this particular point. But there's something I want to bring up in regard to marriage that was spurred in my mind this past weekend that I might get to this morning. So that's on the agenda as well. I bet you can't wait to hear that, my thoughts on marriage. That'll be highly exciting. Okay, let's start with the weather, okay? Because as many of you know, And it started probably Friday is the first time I heard about it, that there might be a snowstorm today. I kept hearing there might be a snowstorm on Monday. And maybe there will be. I don't know. It's raining right now. Maybe the temperatures will drop and we'll get this snowstorm and it will happen tomorrow. But here is the problem, and I don't know why this happens, but the weather people go crazy. And I think they scare people. I don't think they mean to scare people, but they talk about it so much. They didn't used to do that years ago. They would tell you that it was coming maybe 1 or 2 days before. They would bring it up on the news reports, but that was it. That was really all there was to a big, big snowstorm. Now, here's another thing. What in the world constitutes a big snowstorm in Ohio? Now, this is always funny to me because I think today, and correct me if I'm wrong because the weather report changes all the time, I think it's supposed to be possibly 6 to 8 inches, but might only get 2 or 3. That's the last weather report I had, but to be honest, I don't think I heard a weather report yesterday, so that could still be left over from Friday or Saturday. Now, here's the thing. Get a ruler out and look at let's say the high end, 6 inches. Get a ruler out and look at what 6 inches is. I still think standard rulers are 12 inches, a foot. So 6 inches is half a ruler. That's all 6 inches is. It's not like it's 6 feet of snow. It's 6 inches, which is not a whole lot. I mean, really, until we get into the feet, it's not a whole lot. So when somebody says 6 inches, I always wonder, do they know what 6 inches is or what 6 inches looks like? 6 inches is, I have a little Starbucks cup that holds pens, a tiny little Starbucks cup that holds pens here on the desk that would, it's taller than 6 inches. So that's interesting to me. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. Just want to let you know it's snowing outside my door. I looked outside to get more coffee and my grass is half covered. So
really?
Interestingly, but I think it's actually going south, and it does sometimes. Sometimes Cincinnati or even Lexington, Huntington, they get snow and we get rain or sleet. It doesn't always follow north and south, but what I saw was northern Ohio, Toledo, Michigan, several inches.
Well, it's interesting. When I came in, which would have been about, I guess about a half hour ago now, well, a little more than that, I guess about 40 minutes ago, when I came into the building, it had not started snowing here. Now, it could be by now. I really don't know.
I'm going to go back upstairs. Might as well get more coffee. I'm not water and coffee enough yet. We'll see. Because, I mean, half an hour ago, and it was raining, like at 6 o'clock, I heard rain. But I looked outside my window, and goodness sakes, it says that my zip code is 34. My grass is, you know, a little bit covered, and there's snow on the roof, and there's snow on the car, so it's sticking.
But
it's sticking to the grass and the siding and the trees, and it's really very picturesque. It's nice because it's not windy. It's been so windy lately. It's calm. It's very overcast, and we're gonna. We've probably gotten a quarter of an inch of snow so far.
Now, what was the last weather report you heard as far as accumulation?
Rain now, and if you look at the National Weather Service, pretty much in Delaware County and up, snow or snow showers. It says it's 34, but I think it might be a little bit cooler because of the way that it's sticking. It's not sticking to the road, so, it's right around freezing. And south of there, it's rain, but I think it's going to start turning into snow. I saw my Facebook friends in Cincinnati were just quoting, 4 inches. So sometimes it follows, and also with the elevation. It just kind of depends, but I think it's kind of headed your way. It was supposed to be pretty much snow through today, through lunchtime tomorrow, and then kind of taper off. if it continues to snow like it is now, with the temperature steady or dropping, we're gonna get a couple inches or more. I only shoveled my driveway once last year. I recall it was pretty early in the winter, and then all we got were these minor snowfalls. So I may have to shovel today, but it's not sticking to my driveway.
Well, what do you think? Because we in this area are supposed to, is it 4 inches now? Because on Friday I had heard six.
Yeah, it depends what you listen to. I mean, we have our crack weather man, of course, and I Zach, and whatever he says, I'm going to believe anyway, because he does take it from positive different sources. And we have WeatherBug, weather.com, which is what I normally use, the weather app on my phone, which really isn't very good. You just get rid of it. The underground sites. But either way, we're going to get winter weather for the first time, basically, since March. We didn't really... Normally we get a little bit of snow in April, sometimes even some flurries in May, but as I recall, there wasn't really anything significant since March. The winter wasn't overly mild, just not a lot of snow. I said I only shoveled once, and normally it's about a dozen times. And the shoveling wasn't even that much. It was just 3 or 4 inches.
Well, this is what I say. Well, like I say, let's say it's the full 6 inches that they were talking about on Friday. Let's say we actually get that, which we never do. Okay, let's say it happens today and we get 6 inches. Now, 6 inches is half a ruler. That is not really a large snow accumulation.
It's relative, you know. If you had told you the story, in 73 we moved to Rochester, which gets 3 times as much snow as we do, to here. And my mom and I were kind of intrigued that when we get more than 3 or 4 inches, people are doomsdayers, that it's a blizzard, close everything down, the world's going to end, and no one can get out of their house. In Rochester, you go about business as usual. And I lived in northern New York for 7 years. I actually get probably less snow than Rochester because it's drier.
But
you walk to school, even if there's 2 feet of snow and a drift, it's not a big deal. It just depends where you live. I mean, in Nashville, sometimes they get a couple inches, and they just think that that's Armageddon, but that's just because of the location. Then it just melts. It's fascinating. The psychology behind winter and the regionalism, it is fascinating. And here, because this area is so heterogeneous, we have people from Pittsburgh and Erie and the mountainous part of the Appalachians. Well, they're going to get more snow where it's a little cooler. And we got people from the south who may never even seen snow before, and we have just different reactions. I've lived in various parts of the Northeast. This is actually as south as I've ever lived, so it's not a big deal to me. I actually kind of like snow. I enjoy the four seasons. If you want summer all year round, move to Honolulu. But I like the variety of weather here, and it's not that cold that it gets aggravating, and it's not so hot that you feel like you're in a sauna. It's a good balance.
Well, it's interesting to me because we get doomsday in Ohio before the storm comes, but then it seems like when the 6 inches does fall, we still get up and go to work. We still get up and go to the stores. We still get up
What's interesting is, with the current situation, and you can just tell by the less traffic. I mean, it used to be, where I live, 4:30 to 5:30, you don't want to travel anywhere because of the traffic. I mean, there is traffic, but it's nowhere near what it used to be. So many people are working at home and going to school at home. Traffic is better, and that's going to affect people leaving the house. And if you're not leaving the house, the snow isn't going to be as big of a deal. It's actually, look out the window and it's pretty, and you say, well, I don't have to travel to work today. I'll just work at home. And that affects things also. And this started basically in March when it was starting to warm up. We didn't really get any significant snow. So this may be actually, interestingly, the biggest snow we've had since the situation began in late winter of this year. And with people being at home more and most of the schools being online, it may not seem as bad. You may look out the window and say, yeah, it's pretty. I'm glad I'm not driving anywhere. And you do appreciate being able to work or go to school at home a lot more.
That could be. I just know that people aren't going to stay home. It was kind of like Black Friday last week. If this pandemic is not keeping people at home, I really don't think that 6 inches of snow is going to do it either.
Yeah, so when you went to the casino over the weekend, did you go inside or just take a photo?
No, I went in.
Did you win?
You know, I didn't play anything. This is the weird thing. This is a funny thing. I went into the casino, and I'm not saying I have never gambled, because I certainly have. I've went to a casino up by Niagara Falls, so I'm not against gambling, as long as people don't have a problem. But I was there, and I went in on Saturday. And I was looking around. It was kind of interesting because of how far people had to stay apart from each other and how when you walk in, you have to take your mask down so they can get a picture of your face, and how the buffet is all closed up in there, but the other restaurants are open. So I was just kind of taking it all in, and I actually had another place to be, went to like four or five places on Saturday. So I never really took the time to walk up to the machine and actually pull the lever or get involved. See, for me, the game that I like the most is roulette. And I didn't even see the roulette table when I was in there. I don't know if they have one.
They might have closed it off. Is this the first time you've been to a casino owned by that company?
Because
you get free gambling money. You get a gambling card, and you'll get $5 to $5,000 based upon what you spend, just a free gambling. You can play blackjack, which has the best payout rate, and come back with a few dollars. So just be sure to do that and go to Scioto Downs. They do the same thing. Plus, on your birthday, you'll get at least $5 in free play.
It seems to me, I went to a casino right after they had opened here in Ohio, and I know I played at that point, but I can't remember if it was the Hollywood or if it was Scioto Downs. I can't remember which one I ended up at. It was there's only two in Columbus, aren't there?
Yeah, and Cincinnati Dayton area. That's about four plus. You know, there's four plus the ones in Indiana.
Yeah, I don't think I mean, I know I was still in Ohio, so I'm guessing it might have been the Hollywood Casino that I was in back in.
Yeah, they would know. You have to have a card, so just look. The My Choice is Hollywood, and that's the Hollywood chain. I mean, again, the one in Dayton is the same company, so they've got quite a few, but Columbus is one of the biggest ones.
Well, you know, I'll ask you this, Adam, since you live down in that area and have been over to the Hollywood Casino several times. What I was noticing this time being down there, it's not a run-down area. I don't want to say that, because there are a lot of stores there that are still open. There's a lot of commerce going on down in that area. Matter of fact, I ate in that area while we were down there, and there's every restaurant you could ask for. There's a great flea market down there. Just a lot of interesting places. But it's not exactly in an area that I would say is like where Scioto Downs is. It's not in a really ritzy area.
Yeah, Scioto Downs and Hollywood are in very different areas. Scioto Downs is kind of I call semi-rural. It's still Franklin County. It's just that area is kind of spread out. It doesn't look like it's in a development. It's not really a commercial area, but that's what's good about the location. Many people from southern Ohio come. It's an easy trip, even from Huntington. It's an easy trip. Just 23 is almost like a freeway. And in Hollywood, it's in an area, a transitioning area. There are good parts and not as good parts. Westland Mall needs to be redeveloped. That was one of the best places to go. When I first moved back here in the late 80s, Westland Mall was it. It needs to be redeveloped in some way. They have gun shows and other events there, but we need to find something to do with that location. That will make a big difference.
You know, I think
it's a convenient location. It's right off the freeway. There's lots of parking. Westland Mall is that missing link, and that will make a big difference. The malls. I think malls are pretty much dead permanently. Tuttle certainly has problems, and Tuttle was kind of the nail in the coffin for Westland, but the mall industry wasn't doing well before the situation, and it certainly is not being helped. So I don't know what can go into Westland, but somebody more creative than myself hopefully can think of something, and that will make a big difference.
Well, it's just interesting to me, and what was also interesting to me was that they have this big parking garage, but they have so much parking. Unless you were, I guess, in ill health, I don't even know why you would use the parking garage.
Yeah, I normally park outside. Again, before, I mean, right now they're closing at 10 p.m., and they, you know, I've been there 3 or 4 in the morning, and they were busy. So with the current restrictions and situation, they weren't as, even if you went Saturday at 8 o'clock in the evening, they're not as busy as they normally were. Plus, again, the buffet closed. I'm certainly not pleased about that. That was one of my favorite, as you probably can imagine, that one in the soda downs, one of my favorite indulgences. But when they got busy, I mean, the parking lot was full, and the indoor parking also quite full. It just kind of depends on the perspective. When it was built at the old Delphi plant, I think they had to treat the toxic waste in the grounds. It was annexed to Columbus, so a lot of preparation before they built it. So that's quite a transition in that area. I mean, 30 years ago, you know, we had the Delphi plant. It may have been called something else at that point, but it was a big plant at that site. We had Westland Mall. Georgesville Road, not a lot different. I mean, the apartments were there, as far as I know. But it's more these areas that surround that casino. And I think we're basically moving in the right direction, Scott, but the mall remains that missing link. And areas by the casino that could become restaurants or possibly hotels. They're just not, except for the hotel that's attached to Scioto Downs, there's not a lot of lodging near either location, which is a bit unusual.
A little different. So
it might just cause you to stop and think if you're not from the area. I'm in that area regularly, so it's not a big deal to me, but it certainly can be a little different the first time you see it. And just the whole idea, too. I mean, when I was growing up, if you wanted to gamble, you had to go to Vegas. There was no other place to go. Then we had Atlantic City, and then suddenly casinos became like Walmart, which is quite fascinating also. Just a change in lifestyle and what is available to us. It's just quite, kind of stop and think about it. It's quite fascinating.
It certainly is. Well, Adam, thanks for calling in this morning. Yeah, I appreciate giving us a...
Also, yeah, I have a really good show coming up in about an hour and 35 minutes. The lead story will be about a 23-year-old young scientist looking at a screening for breast cancer. A very unique method. And it's quite a fascinating story. We're going to count down the top 50 websites in the United States. And I warn people that some of those sites are not ones that you want to show to your child. But let's look at it, including one of the top 10. Can you believe that, Scott? One of the top 10 websites in the United States is an adult site.
Well, that's interesting.
People just bored? Is that just the state of the economy? Or is that kind of the way, you know, it's kind of the way that the world is?
I don't know. I saw a story last week that I thought was interesting because people were working from home, that office romances have went down, and dating websites have picked up. So I think that's interesting.
Yeah, we're living in this cyber world, aren't we? And with the colder weather, with the holidays, we'll see how the landscape of our great country and great world evolve. It'll certainly be one for the ages, and I guess we have the privilege of living in this time and seeing what's going to transpire. It'll surely be intriguing.
Hopefully it's a good evolution. So that's Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lipp this morning, 10 a.m. until 11 a.m., and then the Adam the Computer Guy show every Tuesday and Thursday from 2:10 to 3 p.m. right here on this station. Thanks, Adam.
Okay. Have a good day, Scott. Thank
Bye-bye. All right. So you won't want to miss that this morning. Also today, Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be on 4:10 until 5 p.m., and then the Big Mike Wilson show today, which we talked about on Friday, Hee Haw Honey, Misty Rowe, who has written a book, will be on the Mike Wilson show today, 5:10 until 6 p.m. Well, does anybody have anything to say in regard to what Adam was saying there? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. And if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on calling in. We love your phone calls. We love the participation. And we're going to spend a little more time here talking about the weather because I don't understand it. First of all, does anybody have, and I know you can get it at 10,000 different places, but I'm talking into a microphone right now, so I cannot get it 10,000 different places. What is the weather report right now for Marion? I listened to Zach's report this morning. Zach Fuller, who does the weather here on the station every hour. But does that, what are they saying in Columbus in regard to Marion? I know they like to talk about our area in the Columbus area, and I think that's what
a lot of people go by, or these weather apps on your phone. What is supposed to happen, and when is it supposed to happen today? Because I am still back here that if it is 6 inches, which is what I was hearing Friday and Saturday, if it is 6 inches and that's the high end, this really should not cause a lot of panic. I don't know that 6 inches is going to keep people inside their house. And the other thing I don't understand, people do run to the grocery store at the thought of a storm. I am sure that grocery stores were busy last night, and I'm sure they will be busy today. But what I've never understood, and can somebody explain this to me? When there is a snowstorm, people come in and get milk and bread. Milk and bread. And I don't understand this, because milk, if your electric went out, your milk would spoil rather quickly. And number two, milk and bread, they spoil quick, or I guess, well, bread doesn't spoil, just gets to where it's not edible. They are unusable a lot quicker than many other items. If you had canned food, if you had box food, you know, that's going to be good for quite a while. Why milk and bread? What is it about milk and bread that is going to get you through a storm? You know, we have crackers. You know, if let's say you like peanut butter, and I'm not a big fan of peanut butter, but let's say you like peanut butter and you want to make peanut butter sandwiches, and that's why you're getting the bread. Well, if you really wanted to go for a long period of time, wouldn't you get something like peanut butter and saltine crackers? Or peanut butter and Ritz crackers. Ritz crackers, saltine crackers. Really, any type of cracker is going to last a lot longer than a loaf of bread. So I don't get that. And you would think it would be canned food. Because I know the theory is, what if we get stuck at home? We've got to have milk and bread. Well, if you're stuck at home, wouldn't you want to have canned food? Or something that would last a long time? So the two questions on the table right now are, why do people go out and get milk and bread? Does anybody understand that logic? And why is 6 inches such a big deal? Does anybody have the current weather report again? Has anybody been watching Columbus television this morning or last night or yesterday? Has it changed any? Or are we still in that 6-inch category that we were Friday? And it's funny how they did it Friday. And I'm not going to say which weather channel I was watching, but the meteorologist came on and said, well, I think it's going to be in the 6-inch area. And then when he sits down at the weather desk, he says, but I don't think we're actually going to get that. Now, that's from the meteorologist. Now, isn't that the most... to me, that's just very, very peculiar. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Last report I heard was 1 to 3 today and 1 to 3 tomorrow for a 2 to 5 over the two-day period.
So 2 to 5 over a two-day period, so only 1 to 3 today.
Right.
So why does that petrify people so much?
Well, it's first big accumulation of snow.
There's people that
will not drive in snow. They're scared to death.
Yeah, but isn't
car to slip.
Is 3 inches a big accumulation?
It can be.
I don't know.
And then if you get wind, then it blows and drifts, and then that could cause a problem. But yeah, 3 inches if it's a wet snow, and you know it's real slippery, you're gonna slide when you stop, and you're gonna slide when you take off. And if you're not a skilled driver, you know how to come out of a skid, then it can be hazardous. Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying it can't be hazardous, but what I don't understand is people act as if they're going to be housebound. They go out and they buy the milk and the bread, and I don't understand that, because in Marion County and in Marion City, they get the main roads cleared very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm not sure why people believe with 6 inches of snow that they're going to be housebound.
Charlie scared them to death one time, and they're still scared.
I don't know. I've always found that funny because nobody is going to not have to go to work tomorrow if you're still working outside of the house right. if 3 inches fall.
No, I did have a somebody give me a reason for everybody buying all the toilet paper.
Oh, we finally have an answer on this.
Yeah, if you're going to be at home and the family's not going anywhere. You're going to use a lot more toilet paper. Right?
I don't know. I mean, because...
Well, sure, you're going to go anywhere, you're going to eat more, and therefore you're going to have more bowel movements, and there's going to be more toilet paper use. So, that is the whole theory behind it.
Well, see, but... I guess I don't understand that because, I mean, how many hours are people spending outside their home every day anyway? I mean, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, let's say half the day. They're spending 12 hours outside.
You're using other facilities then.
Right, but let's say...
Home,
right, but let's say...
If there's five or six people in the house and they're all using that toilet paper, that's a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, how many times are you going to the restroom in a day?
How much you eat.
Well, and we're talking number twos here. We're not talking number ones. We're talking number two. I mean, how many times are people going, if you're going number two several times a day, you might want to see your doctor.
Well, now women use it all the time.
Well, they do, but I don't even know that they're going. I don't know. This is a weird conversation, but it is true because of the restroom thing. But I mean, you know, I work with people and I've worked with women. And people aren't going to the bathroom all that much at work. They might go one, maybe two times during the day. So one or two extra times at work or at home is causing them to buy massive rolls of toilet paper.
Well, maybe they're using that instead of Kleenex to blow their nose too. So.
I don't know. I there's something behind that, and you'd have to talk to the people who are mass buying. And I don't know what it is. It's just like the milk and bread thing. Do you understand the milk and bread thing?
Well, that's the base of life, milk and bread.
Is it?
Well, yeah, you can make milk toast and with a little butter and different things like that. That can keep you alive.
Right,
you,
but I mean...
You eat the milk and then that, it doesn't spoil it.
Right, but if you lose electricity, your milk's going to spoil almost immediately. And
yes and no. Well, see, they're making milk now. It is, I don't know whether you're aware of this, but it's what they call super pasteurized. And you see that in a lot of these commodity boxes. Well, it's good up to 6 months in the shelf, not refrigerated.
Well, but I don't think that's what people are buying when they go to the store. They're just buying regular old milk.
True, but you can buy that.
Right, but I guess my point is, milk. Even if you have buy fresh on the shelf milk, you might get a week before the expiration date. And bread, same thing. You might get about a week and a half. Okay, now wouldn't you, if you thought you were going to be housebound, which is what this is, the cause of this is, because if you're getting out, I don't know why you need to mass buy anything anyway. So if you really feel you're going to be housebound. Why wouldn't you buy canned food and things like orange juice that don't...
You can buy canned milk, too.
Right, but why milk and bread? What? Why does orange juice or fruit juice or Gatorade or eggs, why doesn't that stuff fly off the shelf? Why milk and bread?
It's just the psyche, I guess.
It must be, and I think that's what the toilet paper is. There's something connected to a pandemic and toilet paper that's like a storm sends people in to get milk and bread. There's something connected.
I remember back during the blizzard, you know, that came up on us super quick. And it was like 50 degrees the night before, 60 degrees. Well, I bowled that night, and I got up in the morning, went out to go to work, snow and blowing and cold, and my door was frozen on my car. My wife hollered out the door and says, don't worry about it. Everything slows. We're having a blizzard. I said, oh, okay. So I just came up super quick.
But you know that the big storm we had here, I think it was 2009 or 2010, when we had that big storm, which actually took place late in the season, it was... the ratio of snow that fell in the amount of time was bigger than the blizzard of 78. And it happened like in I think it was February or March. It was 2009 or 2010. I can't remember the year. And they did. It was a Saturday, and they did shut down everything that day. Pretty well, everything was canceled. But by Monday, it was like it never happened. They had all the snow piled up, and everybody. So how long are you really going to be snowed in? Honestly, in this day and age, with the new technology of stuff they're spraying on the roads.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But so, the blizzard of 78, that caught everybody off guard. And it wasn't the amount of snow. We got that much snow. It was the cold, the bitter cold, and the blowing, the drifting. It caused a lot of problems. And the cold, you can even get in your car.
Well, I think one of the major problems... I think one of the major problems back in those days was people did not have cell phones, so if you lost power, could not call anybody for help. So that was a big problem. So I think that, but see, we wouldn't have that today.
Right.
So it's different. Well, thanks for calling.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, any thoughts on this? What's the latest weather report you've seen? Now, there's one weather report, but I'm only continuing to ask this, not because I doubt what the gentleman said there, 1 to 3 today and 1 to 3 tomorrow, because the reason I'm continuing to ask is because there are 1,000 different weather reports. Depending on which station you watch, you can get 1,000 different reports. So what's the weather report you're hearing for this area over the next 2 days, and why do we go crazy over milk and bread? What is it about milk and bread and a snowstorm? I don't understand it. Because, you know, here's something that's strange. In our lifetime, we had never seen a pandemic. In our lifetime, we have never seen a pandemic. Until now. Now, when this all came about, this pandemic, people didn't run in to buy milk and bread. Now, they thought they were going to be housebound. No milk and bread there. Go ahead, caller.
I'm sitting here listening to you talk, Scott, and you know whose words I keep hearing and who I keep thinking of?
Who's that?
Charlie.
Oh,
remember how he used to always say that, you know, the meteorologists like to get you worked up and get you scared?
Oh, they do, and I Charlie was highly knowledgeable about the weather,
mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to believe it because I always believed it when he talked about it, because what is it that people talk about a big storm that makes them all go nuts?
I don't know, but I just remember I had heard Charlie say that more than once, and I thought, you know, you're right. Of course, he was always right about a lot of things. I would love listening to him, but. It sort of like creates a frenzy with some of the, you know, terminology they use and the adjectives, and maybe it makes it more sensational. I don't know.
Well, they do it for like 4 days leading up to the storm. So by the time the storm actually gets here, you've been inundated with it for 4 days.
Yeah, you're scared to death by the time it actually.
Yeah, but now, do you have any logic, though? Because I was just thinking about this. We've never had a pandemic before. And in the beginning of the pandemic, people thought they were going to be homebound, so they all went to the stores and bought everything. But they didn't buy milk and bread. I mean, some people did. But it wasn't like there was a run on milk and bread. So why in snowstorms do we do that?
Maybe that's just two things that people consider a staple. I don't know, but... with the toilet paper thing, I do kind of go along with what the last caller said. I mean, you're going to be in more. You probably would be using the bathroom more. And so therefore, and with the toilet paper thing, even if that's not something that you would do, panic buy, but you don't, it's kind of like if you see everybody else doing it and you don't do it, then you're going to be without. So even if you were going to only buy a normal amount, if you see everybody and their brother filling their carts up, and you still just stick to your, you know, one or two rules, next time you go back, there might not be any, so you kind of have to follow suit.
Well, here's all I'm saying about this panic buy. If it really is because you feel you're going to be at home and you're going to be using more toilet paper, I mean, how many times does somebody go to the bathroom a day?
There's a lot of variables that could be put on that. I mean, there's a lot of different factors into that. You can't, I mean, that's got to be a real, you know, up and down, like the age of the person, their health, how much they eat, what are they doing when they're in the bathroom. You know, there's just too much to say for that.
It's just very confusing to me because, you know, I'm around people, and I'm not saying people don't have issues with that because I know.
Well, I had diarrhea, Scott. I was in the bathroom about 7 or 8 times Saturday.
But it didn't continue today, right? I mean, what's a typical amount of 3?
Or more. I mean, depending on what, I don't know, like, there's a whole lot I could say, but we're on the radio, so I'm not going to go there.
Bathroom topics.
Yeah, so then let me toss the ball back to you on the toilet paper thing as far as the panic buying. So if you go to the store and you see everybody else doing it, and you see the supply of toilet paper dwindling, aren't you going to snatch and grab what you can snatch and grab?
No, because I think it's bad. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you a little story. Right before Thanksgiving, last Sunday, and this panic has been going on right now, I truly did run out. Now, I don't buy it in big quantities because I live alone, and a little bit lasts me quite a while. So I just happened to run out. I didn't realize I was that low, and it was the Sunday before Thanksgiving, so 8 days ago. So I went over to the store, and there wasn't a whole lot left, but I still bought the normal 4-roll package, just one of them, and I thought this will last, you know, a month or more. So I didn't feel that I needed to stock up. You still there?
Yeah, something weird happened. I lost it for a minute.
Yeah, but no, see, I didn't feel the need to stock up because I thought it's going to last me a month. And that's just what I thought the first time, too.
Wait a minute. 4 rolls would last you a month?
Yeah, I would say a month.
That seems weird.
A roll a week?
I think you're rationing too much. Like, I don't think 4 rolls would last me a month.
You don't think a roll a week, for one person, a roll a week, you don't think that's probably right?
No. What are you, like, just using one ply or something every time?
Well, I mean...
Well, and it's different for men because, you know, you're only going to use toilet paper for the one function there.
Right, number two. But honestly... Not that I ever thought I'd be talking about this on the air.
I know.
But you know, when I go number two, which is the only time I ever use toilet paper, really, unless there's some big accident in the bathroom that I have to wipe up, like something on the sink. But, like somebody spills some shaving cream or something. Nothing horrible. But probably I might go once, maybe twice a day. So that's only 14 times a week. You know, one roll should take care of 14 times a week.
Maybe for you. But, I mean, like I said, women, we got a whole other thing we have to deal with. Let's not forget Aunt Flo. And there's just different, you know, someone that's elderly, maybe they go more. I don't know, but like I said, it's a personal thing, you know, to how much you use or don't use.
I agree. And if you, I'm sure the elderly uses more. I'm mm-hmm. sure people on medication use more.
You're in a household with other people, you might want to line the toilet seat with the toilet paper. We can get as crazy with this, if, you know what I mean? Like, we could talk about it all day. But it's definitely fascinating.
Well, thanks for calling.
Okay, toodles.
All right, well, there you go. Whether and why are we having a toilet paper shortage? We're going to go to break. We've got a whole nother hour coming up this morning, so stay there for 15 minutes. Come back with us. Toll-free phone line will be open, 740-383-9944. Come on back in 15 minutes.